got that Friday feeling going.
I had the Friday feeling going yesterday.
Oh, did you? Yeah. All week for that matter.
Started
right?
early, did you?
Yeah.
Okay. It's Grateful Friday. We're going to get to all of that. But man, this is one of my favorite stories this week. And we have heard from you on it. We're going to get to that. Solo travel being the trend in travel right now.
Mm-hmm. You mean like going away and leaving your family at home?
Going away alone. Solo travel.
Or is it just for single people?
No, it's solo travel for any person.
Okay.
If you choose to need to do it. No companions, no itinerary.
No discussion.
You go.
No arguments.
And mostly it's a chill out thing. Go chill, go get calm, go think about your life, do whatever.
You know,
no over planning it.
That's the one thing I think I may have done a little wrong when my solo trip last year to Colorado.
Which was your first ever solo trip.
I went for a couple concerts, but it's like if you're going to be there for 4 days, you don't want to just lay in the hotel. I had an Airbnb. You don't want to just lay around. You want to experience what the
area.
City has. And
right.
I think I just did too much.
Oh, you overscheduled yourself.
I didn't overschedule before I left. I waited till I got there to start planning those things. But I think I was just like too much back to back.
A chill out day somewhere that's other than where you normally chill out, like at your own
plan
home.
Plan everything and then take one thing off that list.
It's a good idea. And you're going to do a solo trip again this year.
Yeah, we're going. Right, I'm thinking of Boston area this year.
Nice.
Eating some pizza, and seeing Willie Nelson in concert.
Oh, man.
And some other dude that's winning. What's his name? Bob Dylan. Yeah, Bob Dylan.
Unreal.
Heard of him, too.
Unreal. Murphy, we have a friend who is married. He has 3 children and a very busy life and career, and he took a solo vacation a couple of summers ago.
Wow.
Do you remember this? When I'm about
to
say
Rod. Oh, yeah, our friend Rod did, yeah. He went away into the mountains. It wasn't like he went that far from home, but he went to the mountains and he fished.
And he turned off his phone for 3 days.
Yeah.
And this was actually after a major life event for him. He had a major health scare. They couldn't make it work. There was nothing wrong at home, but I think he needed the time with himself.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. A refocused sort of time. And they couldn't make it work with the family and the kids and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And because they all wanted to do something else. And the kids are older. And, you know, when kids get older, they have plans.
Yeah.
And they have a busy schedule. And he said after he did that for a few days, he recommends anyone do that.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have a relationship with yourself, too. Not that everyone can afford to do solo vacations.
Right. But it doesn't have to be fancy. You know, I mean, the whole getaway for me for the weekend for the planning retreat really was inspired by Rod doing that.
Really?
Yeah, and it didn't cost a lot of money to do it that way. You could really technically do it, you know, send your family away to stay at home. I guess if you really want to, you know.
Well, that's not what you're doing. We're going to hear from you on that coming up next from our Instagram and Facebook pages.
Direct message us on Facebook.
Or Instagram, or you can email us at murphysamandjody.com. Solo travel is the trend. It's what we wanted to hear from you on this week. And oh my gosh, did you come through? Heidi says, yes, I solo travel. It's amazing. I've gone to Paris, London, Disneyland in California, and Walt Disney World.
Mm.
I also travel with family and friends, but solo travel is amazing.
Uh-huh.
That's from Heidi. Isn't that cool to do both?
Mm-hmm.
Because I can see how there would be certain experiences that you would want to look over and go, oh, let's share this together. And, you know, let's experience it. You know, it's a shared experience can bond you.
Right.
And you're already, you know, maybe you need the time. Maybe it's a couple situation or a family situation. But I can see how you would also sometimes need centered time.
Yeah. You choose what's therapeutic for you.
Right. Or where you want to go, what you want to do. Maybe you just want to get away and you need to reset. Right? Bree says, no, she doesn't solo travel, but I would. I would cruise. All caps. I love cruise life.
You know, I think a lot of people do take a lot of solo cruises because, I mean, with the cruise ship, there's a bazillion people on board.
Right.
You're alone, but not really alone.
You can kick it alone or you can meet people.
Right.
That'd be a good thing for you to do, Sam. A cruise.
Maybe next year.
Maybe next time. Right.
Yeah.
Amy says the same thing. I'd like a cruise because I've heard they're really fun and you meet tons of people.
Yeah.
So you really don't have to be alone.
Yeah.
Chris says all the time he travels alone. I've been to Ireland 14 times. All solo.
Wow. Man.
All solo. It's just a trend in travel.
Yeah.
And I remember reading about this earlier. Now, we're in the middle of April now where everybody's really scheduling stuff and booking stuff. But I remember reading at the beginning of the year that people are taking sleep vacations, just they call them sleep vacations where you don't even go far maybe, but you just go and it's about resting and maybe spending some spa time, eating good food, but not scheduling anything. And if you want to sleep till 10 a.m., you do.
Yeah.
That's one of those that at some point I would like to do. I don't, you know, where to travel to go do it, but one of those true spa retreat, meditation type retreats.
They're all over the place.
They say are incredible.
They're all over the place. Yeah. Becky says, I have traveled solo. It's empowering. There were a few nervous moments, but I did it.
Yeah, there are. There are a few nervous moments, but you'll push through.
Yeah, you will. It can kind of foster some independence there. Thank you for this. Keep it coming. Your Hollywood Outsider is next.
Trending now. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Dairy Queen.
If you like it retro, and sometimes retro feels kind of nice, there's a new channel that's been launched. It's coming to Roku. It's called PBS Retro for Kids. It's an educational TV, you know, all educational TV from all the way from the 70s to the 90s. Okay.
That's cool.
So much to choose from, like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Man.
Yeah.
I know.
You have to go back and do that.
I know.
I don't even know if PBS still runs the original. I guess they probably will always run the original.
This is the place for it, though, right? They've created this channel because there are people like us that would like to have that. Why not? Again, anytime you want. Thomas and Friends, also a part of this. Our girls watched a little bit of Thomas the Tank Engine and all that, and I didn't get it with the talking train faces or whatever, but...
Well, it taught them to talk about Thomas was very cross.
Sometimes.
Wasn't Ringo on that show, too?
I have no idea because it wasn't for me. You can get Reading Rainbow also.
Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high.
It's a new Roku channel, okay? Yeah. And they're going to add all kinds of stuff to it. You know, there's already Antiques Roadshow. There's PBS Food, PBS Nature channels.
Fun.
The Retro Channel is the newest.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Sam is the food dude.
Grab yourself a glass of milk because we're talking spicy food next.
If it's new and you can eat it, Sam's found it. He's the food dude.
Brought to you by KFC.
Got a lot of hot stuff for you here. You know the YouTube series Hot Ones where they have a celebrity on and you eat hot wings and you get interviewed and you eat hotter wings and hotter just to see how far you can
go. I've never seen that.
Oh, it's a great show.
You know, I don't eat wings.
Everybody starts sweating. Anyway, if you follow the show, you're a big fan of it and you're wondering where can I get those hot sauces? Well, they've now decided we're going to release those in the grocery store. So starting last week, actually, rolling those out nationwide to all the grocery stores, the Hot Ones sauces, from the simple one all the way up to the ones that, you know, Murphy and I can't handle.
The sauce.
Which is most of them.
The sauce aisle is going to become the new cookie
the
aisle.
The sauce aisle is it's ridiculous now.
Yeah, there's no room. It used to be like the end of the aisle with just sauce.
Yeah.
And now the whole sauce aisle.
Well, we got another one too. Miller High Life, the beer, partnering with a sauce maker to come up with Dive Bar Hot Sauce. It's got the flavors of chipotle, lemon pepper juice, which adds a sharp kick, and carrot juice. How about that? It's slightly sweet and gives you a little finger-licking feel there.
Nice.
Church's Fried Chicken, they've got their own signature hot sauce now, so you can order that as your sauce on the side. Habanero peppers, red chilies, and roasted garlic in it. And, even better, they've come up with a new biscuit, the Cheddar Peño Biscuit.
Oh, yum. That sounds really good.
That's right.
Sauce is just the thing right now, so everybody's pushing it. Only a certain few will survive.
Yeah.
That's how it goes.
Mango habanero wing sauce. That's the new one at Hooters right now. You want to go try that one out. They also have added hamburger loaded waffle fries and Texas style loaded waffle fries.
Hamburger
don't know what either one of those are.
Well, they sound good.
But they sound great.
Yeah.
I would order it sight unseen. Rao's got some new sauces for us. These aren't hot. We're getting back into normal stuff here.
Good.
Sure.
Three red sauces and three new Alfredo-based sauces. Fire grilled veggie, roasted red pepper, and roasted garlic pizza sauce, which I can vouch for. It is yummy, that pizza sauce.
Everything they make is great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like it tastes... It's homemade-ish.
Yeah.
I mean, it really does.
All right.
Roasted red pepper sauce.
Well, here's one of the Alfredos, bacon Alfredo.
I don't need that, but
bacon
sorry.
And everything. And there's two other Alfredos as well.
Okay, cool, Rao's.
And we have a new Pringles flavor, too, Texas barbecue brisket chips.
I'm there.
Those words sound good.
Jody has three things to know today coming up next.
Here's three things to know today.
Brought to you by Dr. Marnie's Nature's Blend.
Number one, pro-Palestinian university protest continuing across the country at colleges over the war in Gaza. Colleges that we've heard the most about, Columbia, Yale, Harvard, NYU, UT Austin, and USC. Specifically, USC has canceled its main graduation ceremony.
Yeah.
Because they have
safety concerns.
Increased security that has to be focused elsewhere right now. Number two, the weekend is here. Get out of the house.
Yeah.
The word is for you, for the kids, for everybody. You feel more alert and more focused if you get at least a little sunlight in your day.
Yeah.
Scientific reasons, the bright light and the exposure impacts the part of your brain responsible for cognitive performance and wakefulness.
And there's plenty of fresh air, too.
Ah, it's spring to get this news. Get outside when you can. And number three, the NFL draft's first round happened last night from Detroit. That thing's getting bigger and bigger every year, it seems. And as expected, it was quarterback heavy. First three picks were quarterbacks.
Yep.
USC's Caleb Williams went first to the Chicago Bears. LSU's Jaden Daniels went number two to the Washington Commanders. And then North Carolina quarterback Drake May was the third overall pick. You can catch it all, by the way. The second and third rounds are tonight. It's on ABC, ESPN, and the NFL Network.
You're in the know. Three things to know today.
Jody's top five entertainment stories of the week.
Brought to you by State Farm.
Number five.
So the Michael Jackson biopic is being filmed right now, and this is just crazy to me that they're right now this week, they've been recreating Neverland on the Neverland property. So they brought in the Ferris wheel, a merry-go-round, a train, circus tents are back up on that property. It's just no word on animals being back, but this is a legit film that we're getting in 2025, and when they show Neverland, they're showing the real Neverland.
Wow.
Number four.
New episodes of Behind the Music are on the way, and I do mean new episodes coming to Paramount Plus. The backstories of your favorite people in music, like Wolfie is going to be one, Belle Biv DeVoe, Trace Adkins, but they're also going to remaster some of the most popular Behind the Musics, like Milli Vanilli. This is all going to drop, by the way, on Paramount Plus on May the 1st.
All right.
That used to drop on VH1 on Sunday nights, and I didn't.
Yeah, I loved it.
I never missed it.
Number three.
Word is there's a Britney Spears biopic in the works. Based on her book, best-selling memoir, The Woman in Me. I'm thinking she does need a project. This would be a good project for her. It's only one or two media outlets that are reporting it, so I'm not so sure. But the word is it would be all about, well, everything in the book, how the entertainment industry handles conservatorships. Oh. She would want, the word is, women involved in the writing. And the word is, you know, all of her real music would be a part of it.
Of course, that would
be huge.
Yeah.
And the casting would be very important.
Number two.
We got a full trailer this week of this Jim Henson documentary called Jim Henson Idea Man.
Is this a 9-to-5 job?
Yeah, it's every moment of one's life kind of job, I suppose.
There's so many. My gosh. Directed by Ron Howard, The Muppets, Sesame Street, how he started, where all this came from in his mind, archival footage you've never seen before, like things you've never seen before.
Mm-hmm.
It debuts on Disney Plus May 31st, so that one to kick off summer.
Number one.
This is the biggest one, Murphy. This is going to be 5 hours of my weekend at least. Thank you, good night, The Bon Jovi Story.
Number one record on the planet. They write the Beatles.
It was
real. I never thought we'd get this. Okay, it's a Hulu original documentary. So four episodes, runs about 5 hours long. So we're just going to make time. I'm going to make time for John.
Yeah. Lock me out of the room.
I'll be there for you. And apparently we also do get answers about Richie Sambora.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Find out why Sam has a cheat sheet in his pocket today and what it's really for.
Sam has a cheat sheet in his pocket, and wait, it's laminated.
A laminated
cheat
sheet?
To last.
This is the funniest thing. I love that you did this. It's hysterical. Murphy. Sam, show Murphy.
Okay, remember I told you like a week or so ago that I'm helping Sammy, my oldest son, out his baseball team, 6 and under, that Hollis, my grandson's playing on.
Yeah.
And I'm volunteering as a coach on one of the bases, and I don't know any of the kids.
Yeah.
I don't know their names. So I got all the names. And I figured I'd bring something to help me out. So I typed up a cheat sheet with everybody's name and number.
Yeah.
And then I just figured I would laminate it.
It's so little,
too. Oh, wow.
It was like a little bookmark.
Tiny.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because it'll fit in my pocket, and that way I can take it out and hold it like this, and nobody knows I'm.
Is Hollis number one?
Yeah.
Sammy, he's number one on the list.
Sammy was always number one, so I'm assuming he probably, you know, kept up the old tradition.
Well, that's smart, you know, because even though you could keep it in your phone, you're talking about being in an environment where you're probably going to drop it or whatever.
Right,
you know,
and then he's looking at his phone again. Well, right. Why can't
he's a loser coach.
Yeah. So, and then I figured, you know, we have a laminator here. Why not laminate it? Because, you know, if my hand gets sweaty or if we get a rain game, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, that's really smart. I didn't know we had a laminator here. I was wondering if that's something you had at home. That sounds to me like a Sam Amazon purchase.
Actually, having a laminator here changes things. Oh, wait. You bought an Amazon?
No. That's what he thought I did. No.
Okay. So we have a laminator here.
Yeah.
This might change my life here. But
the funny thing is, the laminator we have here, it only has sheets that are 8.5 by 11.
That's fine.
So I put this. I felt so bad wasting. And it's like, do I have anything else I can laminate? No, I didn't.
Man, you could have asked us and let us know. We would have laminated something.
But this is great because when number 7 comes up, I go, come on, Harrison, you got it. Let's go.
The interesting thing, though, is Sammy gave the families the option to either put the kids' first or last name.
Yeah.
So you don't, and a lot of these names work as a first or a last name.
Yeah,
so
okay.
You still don't know.
Reed, first or last?
I don't know. You tell me, Coach.
Owen.
Could be either.
First.
Davis.
Could be either.
Yeah.
Harrison.
Still, but you're going to call them by those names.
I call them by these names. Yeah.
So now I'm wondering, what can I laminate?
Me too.
Oh, so y'all are more interested in the laminating machine here.
Sort of cheat sheet. Coming up next, your Hollywood Outsider.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Dairy Queen.
Jennifer Aniston is bringing us a movie, a reimagining of 9 to 5. A modern retelling of the classic movie that was, Dolly Parton, Jane Fonda, and Lily Tomlin in the workplace taking on their boss. Dabney Coleman. So I'm thinking, who does she love working with? Well, Courtney Cox.
Yeah.
Reese Witherspoon she loves working with. They have a good relationship. Jason Bateman.
Mm-hmm.
Not that she has to call on the same people.
Jason Bateman would make a great boss.
He would. I mean, it was a boss situation movie they worked in together.
Yeah, they were in Horrible Bosses.
There, that's it.
Yeah.
And the word is, nobody's talking about plot details yet.
Yeah.
If it's going to be like a mirrored sort of thing, but just modern. But if you want Dolly Parton and you're Jennifer Aniston, it's done.
Oh, yeah.
All you have to do is ask, because Dolly wants it.
Yeah.
Of course.
She and Dolly recorded a song together a while back.
I had forgotten that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yay, look for a modern retelling of 9 to 5. Got some Emma Stone news.
I am Bella Baxter.
Actress Emma Stone, who just won another Academy Award. When she first came to Hollywood, her name is really Emily.
Hmm?
But there was already an Emily Stone registered with the Screen Actors Guild. And so she says she would really like to start using her actual name. And I'm thinking, but everybody knows you as Emma now.
Huh.
It would be really hard to start calling her Emily Stone.
Yeah.
Although people do it all the time.
True.
Accidentally.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
It is Grateful Friday.
Get your grateful stories in 877-310-4MSJ. Trisha, coming to you next. Grateful Friday. So let us know. Little and big things going on in your life that you're grateful for. 877-310-4MSJ.
Hi, Trisha.
Good morning. I just wanted to tell you guys, first off, I'm thankful for you guys because I love listening to you guys all the time.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for what you do. I wanted to start off, and I don't have very long, so I apologize for rushing through this, but
okay.
I am grateful for therapy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the fact that mental health has become such a mainstream topic.
Yes.
That you can talk about how you're feeling. Mm-hmm. You can talk about it to random strangers. You can talk about medication and mm-hmm. groups of your friends.
Mm-hmm.
It's no longer a taboo thing. You can actually, you know, commiserate over the whole thing or
thank
learn
goodness.
Things.
Yeah. Thank goodness. Because we're all, you know, mental problems can and do happen to everyone at times.
Absolutely.
At times.
And if you don't think they do, you're not paying attention.
Correct.
Yeah.
You're suppressing everything.
But I am truly, truly grateful for the therapists out there and just let them know that they're doing a wonderful job.
Yeah, that's not easy to do every day, I'm sure. But, that you're sharing this. Thank you.
Absolutely. You guys have a wonderful day and a good weekend.
You too. We appreciate it, Trisha.
I always think about women from long ago in the past when they would go home with a baby.
Yeah.
I've after having our kids, Murphy, both times, I had a rough bout with postpartum.
Yeah.
And it's surprising and shocking. And not only are you really feeling unbelievably odd and off, you're feeling bad about feeling that way. Mm-hmm. And I remember when I came out of that, thank goodness, like your sister came over to visit one day and she had already had a couple of kids. And she said, you need to go outside. You need to get outside of these four walls, go get some sunlight, and you're going to feel better. I'm so glad we had that conversation. This is one little tiny example, but I always think about women from long ago who didn't know that they were going to feel better because they didn't have anybody to talk to about it.
And they were judged for it. Remember the whole Brooke Shields thing 15, yes. 20 years ago or whatever, where, I mean, until science finally came along and said, yes, this is a hormonal thing.
It's a very real thing. Keep it coming, Tricia. We love hearing from you anytime. Coming up next, three things to know today.
Here's three things to know today.
Brought to you by Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend.
Number one, the U.S. is facing a veterinary shortage.
Oh.
Who knew, right?
Didn't know that.
Apparently in 47 states, there's some sort of veterinary shortage. Maybe because one factor they say is the high cost of vet school. Mm. Costs a lot of money to become a vet. Same as going to medical school to become any kind of doctor.
Dental school. Yeah.
And so by the year 2030, we're looking at 15,000 fewer veterinarians across the U.S.
So kids, if you're graduating high school this year,
med school,
yeah,
become a vet. Apparently all little kids think they want to be a veterinarian.
Yeah.
Number two, a reminder, tomorrow is National Prescription Drug Take Back Day. It's a time for you to safely dispose of any prescription drugs in the house and your family that are no longer needed. Mm-hmm. It also helps them keep from being misused. For drop-off locations, you can check your local pharmacy and police departments.
Right.
Okay. And number three, before you leave work today, think about this. Clean up your desk, straighten up your workspace so that you can be happier at work next week. It's the number one thing to improve that you can do that's simply to improve your work life.
So when you come in Monday, everything's clean and organized.
Apparently, a more organized workspace does help you feel better about not just work, but everything.
That makes sense.
It does. And this is coming to us on Get Organized Day today.
You're in the know. Three things to know today.
Sam's Got Music News.
Brought to you by Boot Barn.
We have ourselves a little bit of an incident here, or a conundrum for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony coming up. You know, coming up, Foreigner is one of the groups that's being inducted, right?
Finally.
Of course.
And Lou Gramm says, okay, here's the breakdown. He says, they told us we got 12 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Part of that 12 minutes is somebody that's going to induct you, so you lose that time. And he said they were going to talk about the fact that Foreigner has never gotten in so long.
Yeah.
He said they basically told him, you're going to have about 5 minutes, so you can only play one song.
No.
Oh, and by the way, this is the song you're going to play.
Oh, they told him that? Oh,
the
man.
The Rock Hall tells you what to play?
And Lou Gramm's like, no. He says, I know that song.
That song means a lot to people.
Everybody knows it's for, and that's the song that we got a lot of mileage out of that song and a lot of recognition out of that song. He says, but we are a rock band.
Yeah.
He says, I want to play this song.
And Lou Gramm is the lead singer of Foreigner, for those that don't know. Yeah.
If you are being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, that's an accolade. You have earned the right to be there. You should be able to play what you want to play. Right.
So he's asking them, look, can you get all the speeches to cut about 2 minutes off? And that way we can play two songs.
Yeah.
So we can do the one you want us to play. And then we can go into the rocker and make everybody happy.
Right.
So he says they're working on that right now. They hope to get that done.
Look, I want to know what love is. It does mean a lot to a lot of people. It speaks to people.
Yeah.
It is a basic, raw human need. And I know it was written at a time. The member of the group, Mick, is it Mick?
Mick Jones.
Right. He wrote that from a most personal place. Like he was trying to come out of addiction and all that. It's a legit song.
Lou Gramm says after that song became a hit, Mick Jones put a slow song on every album to try to, you know, hit the magic once again. So,
still.
You know, I totally agree with that. When he said that, I was like, yeah, that's what I always used to think about Foreigner. They were a rock and roll band, and that song came out.
You need to let them
rock. Nothing against the song, but because that's their biggest song, but it's like they are rock and roll.
Let them rock.
Yeah.
I know. Okay.
And Train's dropped a new song on. It's called Long Yellow Dress. I know that I'm free without you. There's not an album to go with this, just one song, because what they're doing is next week they're going to London. They're going to record a live album of all their greatest hits and this new song. So they're going to drop the live album on us this summer while they're in the middle of their summer tour with REO Speedwagon.
There's something to behold, live Train is.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has another Hollywood Outsider.
Coming up next, Grateful Friday continues, 877-310-4MSJ. If you want to join the conversation, it is easy to do. 877-310-4MSJ. And if we're not here or we're on the other line, you can leave us messages. Yes, we grab them all.
Never miss a call. Murphy, Sam, and Jody, 24-hour voicemail.
Hi, this call is about the palindromic date that Jody was talking about. There's actually 11 palindromic dates in April. It started on the 20th, and it will end on the 29th. Love your show. Thanks.
Thank you. So yesterday was 4/24/24, right? Is that what
that was? That was 2 days ago. Yeah, 4/24/24,
two days ago.
I love that one. But see, the palindromic, if I said that right, numbers, they don't do it for me. The words do. I love a palindrome word. Taco cat being the best.
So help me out here.
Taco cat's the best.
Palindromic dates are the same numbers forwards and backwards, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Like she said, starting on the 20th, 4/20/2024. Okay. Backwards is 4/20/2024.
Right. Yeah. That's kind of cool.
I mean, you ever find that palindromes, it's one of those you get into the conversation and then it just kind of abruptly ends like,
okay, thanks.
It was cool for a moment and then it's done.
Yeah.
Although the palindrome dates, we shared it in Three Things to Know. That's why she called. And thank you for the call. Apparently, according to the Farmer's Almanac, they're supposed to be good luck.
Yeah.
Lucky dates.
The Farmer's Almanac, which kind of, sort of can predict the weather.
Yeah, it can. That's how I base my forecast.
Okay, let's get another one, guys.
Hi, my name is Sarah, and I'm just calling because I have never heard a radio station have people call in and say what they're thankful for.
Uh-huh.
And particularly this morning, it was something I needed to hear, and it really lifted my spirits. Thank you so much for having that on your program. Uh-huh. There's so many people hurting and suffering and making it one day at a time and making it through whatever's happening in their lives. And I think, you know, sharing the positive is more important than anything else because there's so much good in the world. There's so many beautiful things. Thank you so much. I hope everyone has a very blessed day.
Thank you.
Be safe and be kind.
Thank you for the voicemail. It's beautiful.
Thank you for the calls. Coming up next, your Hollywood Outsider.
The latest buzz. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by Dairy Queen.
Actress Anne Hathaway is offering us a little update about the future of the Princess Diaries.
Just in case I'm not enough of a freak already, what's that, a tiara?
Who knew that this was in the works, but apparently the Princess Diaries 3 coming, another sequel. She said regarding that, we're in a good place, meaning she likes the script. She's coming back for it.
Julie Andrews?
Don't know about that yet, but I know that Anne Hathaway is on board for it. We also, anytime she sits down and they start talking about sequels, the next one that comes up, just such a favorite, The Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah.
Her word on that one is probably not.
Yeah.
And that's okay. We don't have to. There was a sequel book, though. I do want to say there was a second book, but she doesn't think that's ever going to happen.
Mm.
If that happens, you have to have Meryl Streep. You just do. Okay, some Lord of the Rings news that we didn't know was coming. I had no idea, but this trilogy is heading back to theaters in June. If you already thought
the one
these
they
movies,
already made, though, they're
yeah,
not,
the movies, okay. The original Peter Jackson movies, they're already really long.
Yeah,
these are the extended editions, and they're remastered. You have to be a mad fan for this. But AMC, Cinemark, and Regal, they're doing on June 8th, 9th, and 10th. They're going to drop all three of those. You can go 3 days in a row. You can dress up even if you want to. Lord of the Rings in theaters this summer.
You're in the know. Three things to know today.
Trisha called earlier, and I'm really glad that she called. It's Grateful Friday, and she was saying how she is grateful for therapy, which
mental health being.
And so, you know, mental health is one of those things that for whatever reason, there was a time where it was like a stigma. If you were in therapy, uh-oh.
It was like, hush, hush.
Wrong. And it doesn't
mean, something
it
my
doesn't
grandmother would have said. She's in therapy.
But, you know, you don't have to be in therapy to have a counselor, you know, who you meet with regularly. And the reason I wanted to mention that is because, you know, Jody knows this very well. When I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, which is a life-changing experience, there's a whole lot of it's almost learning like 12-step for alcoholics before I knew I had to stop drinking all those years ago. Because you have something that you can't control, you can't change. And that's really, to me, where counseling got introduced to me. I had never really gone to, you know, counseling before that. Because I thought the same thing. Well, that's why clearly I've got a problem if I need to be going to, and it was a negative. But
I forgot that you went to a little bit of counseling when you were first diagnosed.
Yeah.
I completely forgot about that.
Yeah, it was recommended and it was smart. Mm-hmm. And the counselor was also a type 1 diabetic. That actually helped. But my point is, that's one thing that I have kept all these years as part of my regular regimen is a counselor, just somebody to talk to. You don't have to have an active problem or whatever. And you know, my mother was one of those that I think she always thought, well, it's not going to go do that. This is my problem. I'm not sharing it with anybody else.
Your mother was more private, though, and would probably have never felt comfortable telling personal things to a stranger.
Yeah.
That's how she would have seen it.
But it's called talk therapy. And, you know, I mean, there are all sorts of approaches to cognitive behavior therapy and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But you don't have to have a problem to talk to somebody who's impartial. It's almost like a combination of what Tracy called about and what you were saying, Jody, at the beginning of the show. I mean, I'm sorry, Trisha called about the solo vacation and getaway.
Right.
You're really just taking something, you know, a conversation with an unbiased person, even if you've known them for a long time. And you just have conversation.
It can
you don't
be
have
good
to be solving
for you.
Problems.
Yeah. Even if you, if you're not even going through something, you're still going through life.
You got something in your life you want to vent about.
Or need to.
Yeah.
And the other thing is that an impartial person can show you something that in a way you can't see it.
Yes, you're right.
That's how it works. That's how things can open up.
Yeah. So shout out, Trisha. Thank you so much for calling us on Grateful Friday.